I can always spot a couple who are dating. They're the ones holding hands and looking in each other's face with rapture and wonder. They are completely absorbed in one another. I can also spot a old married couple out at dinner, uninvolved with each other and more focused on their meal in an attempt to extract some pleasure out of their day. The person opposite them has just become ordinary, perhaps even annoying. They have lost their wonder of each other, and like the old blues song, the thrill is gone, baby. At times, our walk with God can fall to the level of human terms, where we continue to read our Bible, dutifully attend church, and say our prayers. But somewhere, we have lost the wonder of Jesus. This happened to the early Christians at Ephesus. They had left their first love. The risen Lord acknowledges their works and service unto him, but he tells them, "Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Remember, therefore, from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works." This should be our goal as well, friends. Recapturing the wonder should be our greatest priority, for to be out of step with God is to admit a backslidden condition. We must fan the embers on the altar of our hearts and be like the lovers in the Song of Solomon, whose love was described in the most passionate terms. We read, "The coals thereof are coals of fire, which hath the most vehement flame." Let us pursue Christ as when we first believed. Let us recapture the wonder of Jesus, for he is not only worthy, he is worth it. Let us pray.